Our first story today is about Packagemageddon. It's the business news headlines for the second day of December. Thanks for coming by. Today, China got slapped by the U.S. Congress. Australian Airlines Qantas is in the news. Could diversity increase among top U.S. businesses? We'll see. Salesforce had a rough day today. We've got the Wall Street Report, a somber story about the economy in the Midwest. And for the interview, you'll meet entrepreneur Kevin Vandekraal, who says his business has seen a 30% increase over the past 8 months. And it's a very unique business at the same time. But first, let's check the headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aureon.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you've come by again today. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. We're calling it Packagemageddon. It's sort of like the end of the world and being run over by packages. So much so that today we learned that UPS is placing shipping limits on some of its largest retailers because of the rise in online shopping. CNN is reporting that the restrictions will take effect this week and run throughout the holiday season. Retailers were notified of their shipping capacity in tandem with the newly enforced limits. Now, UPS didn't provide names of the retailers that would be affected by the new limits. The new limits were first reported by the Wall Street Journal, which said the retailers included brands like Nike and Gap. Holiday sales so far this year have broken all kinds of records. Thanksgiving Day sales jumped to $5.1 billion. That's up 22% compared with last year. And Black Friday sales totaled $9 billion, also a 22% increase. This week, Cyber Monday sales also saw an upswing, bringing in $10.8 billion in sales. That's a 15% jump from the previous year. And that is a bunch of packages. How might this play out with the world's second largest economy? Today, the Democratic-run House of Representatives passed a bill that could bar many Chinese companies from listing shares on U.S. stock exchanges or otherwise raising money from American investors. The measure, known as the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act, could get signed into law quickly by President Trump. It was approved by the Republican-controlled Senate back in May. The bill aims to make foreign companies let the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board oversee the auditing of their financial records if they want to raise money by selling stocks or bonds to the U.S. public. Now, get this. All U.S. companies and most companies that are foreign already work this way. But the Chinese companies, they don't. Australian airline company Qantas expects to fly a vast majority of its pre-pandemic domestic schedule by early next year, and it said it's upbeat about a recovery as major state borders inside Australia reopen. The news saw Qantas stock rise by 1.4% today. The airline said that capacity on routes in Australia will increase to 68% of normal levels in December and reach almost 80% in the first 3 months of next year. And by the way, you should know that Qantas's domestic business is the profit engine of the group. While companies have promised to be more diverse for years, Ariel Investments co-CEO Melody Hobson believes this time around there could be real change. Today at the Economic Club of New York, she said, quote, "I think there is no way to escape actually having real results now that people are watching," end quote. The lack of diversity across the highest ranks of corporate America is certainly nothing new. But in recent months, social unrest has brought the issue to the limelight. She noted that corporations have talked about diversity for years, but it's an area where there's traditionally been few consequences for a lack of progress. This time, however, she believes the public will hold companies accountable. Her comments followed an announcement from NASDAQ that it's pushing for greater diversity at the board level of the more than 3,000 companies listed on its exchange. Will it happen? Time will tell. Salesforce.com shares fell today after picking up the rare Wall Street downgrade, and analysts wondered if the cloud-based customer relationship management company was biting off more than it could chew. MarketWatch reported that late yesterday, Salesforce unleashed a fire hose of news with the confirmation of a plan to acquire Slack Technologies for nearly $28 billion in stock and cash, quarterly results that topped Wall Street estimates, and a changing of the guard for its financial chief. The company's stock fell by nearly 11% at one point today and closed down 8.5% at $222.75, its worst one-day performance since March 16. And speaking of stocks, Wall Street spent most of the day today trying to dig itself out of a hole as investors continued to chew on renewed stimulus discussions in Washington. But what really sunk in was the news early this morning from ADP that said U.S. companies added just 307,000 private sector jobs in November. That was a big decline from October's 404,000 jobs and well below most economists' estimates. Without further stimulus dollars, economists are predicting that the unemployment level will continue to be high well into 2021, vaccine or no vaccine. At the bell, the Dow gained just 59 points to settle at 29,883. The NASDAQ fell by just over 5 points to 12,349, and the S&P 500 managed a gain of 6 points to close at 36.69. And finally, there is this. The Federal Reserve released its Beige Book survey, and at best, it was a mixed bag. The survey said the majority of the country saw modest or moderate economic growth since late October, but four Federal Reserve District banks said their regions had stumbled and were now experiencing little or no economic growth. The Philadelphia Fed and three of the four Fed banks in the Midwest found that activity began to slow in early November as COVID-19 cases surged in areas that had previously not been significantly impacted by the pandemic. But now, states like North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa have seen much higher numbers of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines portion of today's program. But click ahead to hear about a very unique business that's seen a 30% increase in sales over the past 8 months. It's part of our series about businesses that have launched or done very well during the pandemic. My guest is entrepreneur Kevin Vandekroll, and he sells his products worldwide. We call him a pedal pusher. For details, click ahead.